Item 5 is a rezoning application for 871 Redwood Avenue in Port Douglas, Florida, under file DZ 222 of 2008, from an R1S residential single-family district to a C1 commercial neighborhood district. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be considered. Item 6, an application for variance for 871 Redwood Avenue for the establishment of retail sales use butcher in an existing building under file DAV 122-874-2008D.
Welcome. Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Scott Duane, 462 Trump Avenue.
Okay. You have a seat.
I'm the present owner of 871 Redwood.
Okay. Let the record also show that we have a number of people registered in support and with no opposition.
Is that Jacob Mitch?
Pardon?
Is that Jacob Mitch?
Jacob Mitch, right.
Mr. Dean, have you read the report, the planner's report?
Yes, I just came across one item about the 10% dedication relieved by payment.
And are you pretty much okay with the planning report?
Not increasing the value of these things.
Yeah, I'm okay with the report.
Probably.
The 10%, just so you know,
is legal. I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's on. It's based on the increase of the value of the land, and that goes into a land dedication fund to provide monies for playground development and park space development. So that's what it's used for in the whole Northwest Winnipeg.
Okay.
I guess obviously you've been there illegally.
Illegally?
Something zoned forever. Before you, probably. Because it's zoned for a house, not for a business.
Yeah, it was zoned. Yeah. It went reverted back.
Yeah. When did you promote
it? No, it didn't. I was vacant. I didn't know I didn't know about that. All of a sudden, it was zoned back on me. So.
Mr. Chairman.
That's why we're
here. Councilor Zarenko.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Aye. Contrary.
I move that receipt of public statement be concluded.
All those in favor? Aye. Contrary.
I move that rec-